If one were to become a monastic at Abhayagiri, how would he go about it, about being so? What are the day-to-day activities of a monk? What are a monk's duties and responsibilities? How does this change from season to season and year to year? What do I need to know and consider before making such a commitment? You have to know it's not fun. Generally, what would happen would be somebody would come to the monastery interested in practicing training and wanting to be a monastic, and then they would stay a few months. They'd come for an initial stay of a week, and then they'd come back again and ask to stay longer. And if they're fitting in with the community, they could be accepted to stay for a longer period of time. And then they would be a few months, 3 or 4 months in the monastery. Then they would request to take Anagarika training. So like Louis, who is in white, is in Anagarika, formally taking 8 precepts. And there would be a commitment to training for a year. And then as it's coming close to a year, and one, assuming one wanted to go further, also one can leave it at any time. But we encourage people to make that statement. After you've been there for a few months, it's not that difficult to sort of say, okay, yeah, I'd like to stay for a year. But we don't have people sign contracts or anything. But if one wanted to go on further with training, then one would request to take novice ordination, which is 10 precepts, and brown robe, so that Samanera Kachana is in the last monk, the last monastic in the line, is a Samanera or novice, and it's basic sort of 10 precepts, which are a little bit different in the sense that even though it's only a couple precepts, one of them is not handling money. That changes your life. And then it'll also, when one goes into brown and tend to try to distance them from the kitchen more, and then also not driving. So, of course, Samanera Kachana couldn't drive anyway. But anyway, it was generally for different reasons. Louis doesn't drive either. These are different reasons, but as a general overall sort of thing. And then similarly, about a year, if somebody wants to go forward, the community, it's also the decisions are community based, so that they could be longer as Anagarikas, they could be longer as novices, but approximately a year, then one could take a full monk's ordination, and one would make a commitment to staying 5 years with the teacher, so that once one's made that commitment, which doesn't mean one would stay all of the time at the monastery, because usually we'll send them to study, maybe to Thailand or to England or to somewhere, at least 1 year during that time. Oh, like Sampachano, he's finished his third year this year. At the end of this a period of the Vasa or rains retreat in Asia, then he'll go to Thailand for a year to study in Thailand, and he'll come back again. So day-to-day activities as a general rule, say we begin morning chanting at 5 o'clock in the morning, chanting meditation through to 6:30. Then there's a short period of chores, cleaning up, and then 7 o'clock, a light breakfast, coffee, tea, and then 7:30 there would be kind of a community meeting where we would divide up the work for the day, and we tend to keep the work period just to the morning. And some people could be going off and doing some construction. Some people could be going out and doing work in the forest, trail work, office work, any number of things. It's just running a monastery. And then everybody comes back together at 11 o'clock for the main meal, and have our meal together, do the cleanup, and then people can go back to their dwelling places, which are individual huts scattered through the forest. And people will practice on their own. In the afternoon, some people might come down for tea at 5:30. Some people may stay up in the forest. And then we'll have evening meeting at 7:30. And say, like right now in the summertime, we're having our morning and our evening meetings and our platform up in the forest, so that it's open, doesn't have a roof on it. So once it starts to get too cold or starting to get wet, then we have our meetings down below where we have a small meeting hall. Different monks will have different duties, responsibilities. Again, the whole monastery is run by the resident community, so one has to take responsibility for looking after things, sort of day-to-day maintenance, day-to-day sort of keeping things clean, keeping them in good nick, and then building new things. So it's a you learn some skills as well as, say, knowing, learning how to sew one's robes. Like Samanera Gachan is preparing for his monk's ordination, and he is deeply immersed in a sewing project to get his new robes. I'm not sure how close he's getting. Very good. Okay. His ordination is October 26th. And his parents were here on the retreat, and unfortunately, his father was ill and wasn't able to. He had to leave because of he's recently had an operation, and it's sort of okay, it's not working, so I got to go back to the doctor. So that was unfortunate. They were disappointed. They were the ones who introduced Samanera Gachan to Buddhism. Yeah. That's a sort of... And the monastery is... Anybody can go. Everybody is welcome.